अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये। We have seen in the previous section of Vedanta Sara how the whole universe, Brahmanda, has come from the Ishvara, the Srishti. Now the author is discussing the meaning of the word Atma. What is Atma? Atma is the self. The meaning of I. The answer to the question, who am I? What is my own essential nature? That is the Atma. The meaning of the word I. But regarding this meaning of the word I, people have various notions. You can put on some more tube lights. Various people have various understandings regarding what is the real nature of self. And these notions can be divided into three groups. The first one is a Prakriti. Prakriti is the person who is not at all interested in finding the meaning of the self. He is not bothered. He is a grossest type of person. He doesn't have any philosophy of his own. If you ask him what is Atma, what is the self, he will say whatever he loves is his self. Sun is my self because sun is my life, somebody may say. Somebody may say idli sambar is my self because I like that, without that I can't live. He is a gross type of person who is not interested in understanding the nature of self. Then there are some philosophies called Nastika Darshanas. Nastika Darshana. They are philosophers, but they are Nastikas. Nastika means one who doesn't accept the Veda as Pramana. He doesn't accept the Vedas. His philosophy is based on mere speculation, some logics of his own, and based on these logics, he arrives at a conclusion. There are a few Nastika darshanas. In our Indian philosophy also, and almost all the Western philosophies, they are all Nastika darshanas. Because the philosophy is nothing but speculation. In India, we have Charvaka, Bauddha, Jaina. These are all Nastikas. They don't accept the Veda as Pramana. And they have their own understanding of what is the nature of the self. What is Atma? Then there are some Astika darshanas. Certain schools of philosophies, certain schools of thoughts, darshana means a school of thought. They accept the Veda as Pramana. Therefore they are called Astikas. But their understanding of the Vedic statements is not correct. Their interpretation of the Vedic statement is not correct. Why it is not correct? Because they have not accepted the tradition. From Bhagavan, we have received two things. One is the Shastra, the Vedas, and also the tradition. Without the tradition, the Vedas cannot be understood properly. One cannot understand the Vedas by oneself. In order to operate the Veda Pramana and make it work, one requires the tradition, which has come down as Guru Shishya Parampara. But these Astika Darshanas, they accept the Veda alright, but they have rejected the tradition. Therefore, their understanding of the Veda is not correct. We have a number of Astika darshanas, but their conclusion is wrong. There is Sankhya, there is Nyaya, there is Vaisheshika, there is Mimamsa, Purva Mimamsa, and also there is Dvaita, Vishishta Dvaita, and various other darshanas. All of them have quoted the Vedas and accepted Vedas as Pramana, but not the conclusion they have arrived at is not correct. So these three darshanas, three groups, among them some of them are discussed in this portion. What they say regarding the Atma, regarding the nature of self. All these are notions. These understandings are wrong. The author will show that later. But now he is showing the understanding of various philosophers to show how people can make mistake regarding the self. So we will see. Atipratrastu, page 69. Atipratrastu, ஆத்மாவை ஜாயதே புத்ரஹ இத்யாதி ஸ்ருதேஹே ஸ்வஸ்மின் இவ புத்ரேதி ப்ரேமதர்ஷனாத் புத்ரே புஷ்டே நஷ்டே ச அஹமேவ புஷ்டோ நஷ்டஶ்ச இதி இத்யாதி அனுபவாத் ச புத்ர ஆத்மேதி வததி. So the first view, the first notion regarding the Atma is the Atiprakritaha. What an Atiprakrita say? He is a Prakrita. Prakrita means a crudest type of person, an ordinary person in the world who is not at all interested in Atma, etc. And he is an Atiprakrita, very very crude person, very very gross type of person. What he says about the Atma? He says, Putraha Atma iti vadati, son is the Atma. If you ask him what is the Atma, he will say, my son is my Atma. And you ask him how? Why you want to say, you say son is the Atma? He will quote the Shruti Pramana for that. Atma vai jayate putraha. Somewhere there is a statement in the Shruti that Atma, the self, is born as the son. In the Shruti there are a number of statements, but he is not interested in all those statements. He has taken what is conducive for him and he holds on to that. And he is not interested in understanding what is the meaning of that statement also. He conveniently says, this is the Shruti statement to prove my stand, that my son is my Atma. So, Atma vai jayate putraha ityadi shrutehe. This is the Shruti Pramana he quotes. In fact, he is not interested in Shruti. He is neither an Astika nor an Astika. He is a Prakrita, not at all a philosopher. So, he quotes the Shruti. And not only he quotes Shruti, he gives a yukti also, a logic also. Swasminiva putrepi prema darshanat. What is the logic? Logic is that I love my son as myself. Swasminiva, as though myself. I love my son also. Putrepi prema darshanat. Therefore, son is the Atma. And not only yukti, he quotes an anubhava also. It is my experience that my son is my Atma, he says. What is the experience? Putre pushte nashte cha ahameva pushto nashtascha ityadi anubhavaccha. Putre pushte ahameva pushta. If my son is pushta, the son eats, he feeds his son a lot of Horlicks and other things, and he becomes a Horlicks boy. Because of Horlicks, he has grown big. So he is called Horlicks boy. Some people are Complain boys. Because of Complain, they have grown big. And he watches only TV only. Nothing else. No other activity. Nowadays, they don't watch TV. They will play this, small thing, video game, what it is called. Always they will be looking into that. The parents are not bothered that this son is spoiling his eyes or he is getting some nerve problem. So many side effects are there. So many adverse effects of these electronic gadgets. The children keep playing. They keep very close to the eye also, like this. And in between he will keep eating. And he will become very fat. And then the father is happy. Putraha pushtaha. The son has become fat. And he feels aham pushtaha. Very happy. And putre nashte ahameva nashtaha. If son is lost, everything is lost. That is his experience. So he says, putraha atma. A very crude type of philosophy. Then comes the charvaka, materialist. In this text, there are four types of charvakas discussed. One is sthula sharira atmavadi charvaka, who says this sthula sharira is the atma, the lowest type of charvaka. Second is the indriya atmavadi charvaka, a little evolved charvaka. Third one is prana atmavadi charvaka, little more evolved charvaka. And there is fourth charvaka, he is the mana atmavadi charvaka, one who says mind is the atma. Like that, four charvakas are discussed. We will see the first charvaka, who says sthula sharira is the atma, annamaya kosha is the atma. This charvaka is a nastika. He doesn't accept the shruti. But he will quote the shruti. Not for himself, but for you, to convince you. Like the missionaries quote scriptures sometimes. The missionaries also chant mantras nowadays. And our people think, oh, they are also our own people. But they don't know the intention of those people. The intention is different. So like that, this charvaka also. He also quotes some scripture. So charvakastu sava esha purushonnarasamayaha ityadishrutehe pradipta grihat swaputram parityajyapi swasya nirgama darshanat sthuloham trishoham ityadi anubhavaccha sthula shariram atma iti vadati. Charvakastu sthula shariram atma iti vadati. This charvaka says sthula sharira is the atma. What is the pramana? He quotes shruti. Sava esha purushonnarasamayaha. This purusha is annarasamaya. This purusha is made up of annarasa, the essence of food. What is made up of the essence of food? This body. Therefore, the atma has to be this body. That is the Shruti Vakya he quotes. And then he gives yukti also. What is the yukti? Pradipta grihat swaputram parityajyapi swasya nirgama darshanat. When the house is on fire, pradipta grihat, will you Will your priority be to save your son or to save yourself? Definitely you will try to save your son, but what will be your priority? This question was asked in the court of Akbar, I think. This is a story, I don't know. People say many stories about Akbar and Birbal. Books are available. Akbar and Birbal, so many stories are there. So in the court of Akbar, this question was raised. Whether oneself is the dearest or the son is the dearest. Akbar said, Akbar asked his courtiers perhaps. Then all the courtiers said, son is the dearest. To any being, the son is the dearest. Son or daughter, whoever. Daughter may not be dearest. But, son is the dearest. That's why people want son. They want son. Like that people have that idea. Nowadays it is less, but still in the backward areas it is still there. They want son. There was a person, he got a, first child was a daughter. He was disappointed. He is not an educated person, illiterate. Second child was born. And somebody told you should show her to the doctor. When the newborn child is there, it should be shown to the doctor. If any defect or something is there, you should take care of her. Then you know what he said. Ladki hai na, kya hai? It's a girl, but I should care for her. So this is the attitude of lovers. I heard this from somebody. Recently it happened, a few months back. So if it is a girl, I need not care much. So it is there in some, still is persistent in India especially. I don't mind other countries. So, this Akbar and Birbal, yeah, that court, everybody said son is dearest. We are ready to leave everything for our son. Then Birbal said, no, oneself is the dearest. Then they all asked Birbal to prove. Then Birbal said, I will make an experiment. So for experiment, Birbal said, one day they arranged for an experiment. They brought a big vessel. And in that big vessel, they brought a monkey, a mother monkey and its baby. Both were kept in the vessel. And they started filling water into the vessel. Little, little water they started filling. So the water came to this level, leg level. The mother monkey is holding the baby monkey and saving. Little more, water is coming up and up. The mother monkey is holding the baby monkey up. Little more, the water came up to this nose level, little below nose level. Still oxygen is available. So mother monkey is holding the baby monkey up. And now the nose level is also covered this much. Now this mother monkey is desperate. She put the baby monkey down and stood on that. So then it was proved. So no doubt. And that's what he says. ప్రదీప్త గృహాత్ స్వపుత్రం పరిత్యజ్యాపి స్వస్య నిర్గమ దర్శనాత్. When the house is ablaze, స్వపుత్రం పరిత్యజ్యాపి, లీవింగ్ యువర్ ఓన్ సన్, యు మే రన్ అవే. స్వస్య నిర్గమ దర్శన, వన్ మే రన్ అవే, ఎస్కేప్. దిస్ ఇస్ ద యుక్తి, ద లాజిక్ టు సే దట్ ద సన్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఆత్మ, మై బాడీ ఇస్ ఆత్మ. స్థూలోహం కృషోహం ఇత్యాది అనుభవాచ్చ, అండ్ హీ హాస్ అనుభవ ఆల్సో. వాట్ అనుభవ? అహం స్థూల, స్థూలోహం, ఐఎమ్ స్టౌట్. వెన్ దే సే ఐఎమ్ స్టౌట్, వాట్ డు ఐ రెఫర్ టు? ద బాడీ. దేర్ఫోర్ బాడీ ఇస్ ది ఆత్మ, ఐఎమ్ ద బాడీ. ఐఎమ్ కృష, అహం కృష, ఐఎమ్ థిన్, ఐఎమ్ ద బాడీ. దేర్ఫోర్ స్థూల శరీరం ఆత్మా ఇతి వదతి. హి సేస్ స్థూల శరీర ఇస్ ఆత్మ. అండ్ హిస్ ఫిలాసఫీ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్. మెనీ పీపుల్ ఫైండ్ ఇట్ కన్వీనియంట్. హి సేస్ ఋణం కృత్వా ఘృతం పిబే. దిస్ బాడీ ఇస్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. సో ఈవన్ బై borrowing money, you enjoy your life. Ghritam pibe, drink ghrita. Ghrita means ghee. Why? Because once you die, you need not repay the debt. Once this body is gone, it won't come back. Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya punaragamanam kutaha. Like that. He says, get the maximum enjoyment in this body, as long as this body is there. Don't think of anything afterwards. So no dharma is required. You can do whatever you want. That is charvaka. So, sthula sharira atmavadi charvaka. There is a little advanced charvaka, little more thinking charvaka, the indriya atmavadi charvaka. Aparascharvakaha teha pranaha prajapatim pitaram etya uchuhu ఇత్యాదిశ్రుతే ఇంద్రియాణాం అభావే శరీరచలన అభావాత్ కాణోహం బధిరోహం ఇత్యాద్యనుభవాచ్చ ఇంద్రియాణి ఆత్మా ఇతి వదతి. అపరశ్చార్వాకః, అనదర్ చార్వాక. వాట్ హీ సేస్? ఇంద్రియాణి ఆత్మా ఇతి వదతి. హీ సేస్ ఇంద్రియాస్ ఆర్ ది ఆత్మ, ద ఫైవ్ కర్మేంద్రియాస్ అండ్ ఫైవ్ జ్ఞానేంద్రియాస్, ది ఆర్ ది ఆత్మ. అండ్ హీ కోట్స్ అనదర్ శృతి వాక్య, తేహ ప్రాణాః ప్రజాపతిం పితరమేత్య ఊచుః. దేహ ప్రాణాః, దోస్ ప్రాణాస్, హియర్ ప్రాణా మీన్స్ ఇంద్రియాస్, దోస్ ఇంద్రియాస్. ప్రజాపతిం పితరం, ప్రజాపతి ద ఫాదర్, ఏత్యా హ్యావింగ్ అప్రోచ్డ్, ఊచుః దే సెడ్. సో ఇన్ ద శృతి దేర్ ఇస్ ద స్టేట్మెంట్ దట్ ద ఇంద్రియాస్ స్పోక్. If indriyas have to speak, there should be consciousness. Therefore, there should be atma. That is this logic. So, taking this, holding on to this statement of the Shruti, He argues that Indriya is Atma. And for that he gives a logic also. Indriyanam abhave sharira chalana abhavat. If this Charvaka has to establish himself, he has to refute the previous Charvaka. The previous Charvaka said that sharira is the Atma, stula sharira. He has to show stula sharira cannot be Atma. How? He says, if Indriya is not there, the sharira cannot move. Indriyanam abhave sharira chalana abhava. In the absence of indriyas, the sharira cannot move. In the sleep, the indriyas are resolved. Therefore, the body doesn't move. Therefore, sthula sharira cannot be atma. Indriya has to be atma, according to him. And he gives experience also, anubhava also. Kanoham badhiroham ityadi anubhavaccha. Kanoham, I am kana. Kana means one-eyed. Blind of one eye. I am Karna, he says. I am one-eyed. Then what does he refer to as I? Indriya. Badhiroham, I am deaf. What does he refer to as himself? Indriya. Therefore, Indriya is Atma. This is Indriyatmavadi. Then there is the third Charvaka, who says prana is the atma. Aparas charvakaha anyontara atma pranamayaha ityadishrutehe prana bhave indriyadi chalana ayogat aham ashanayavan, aham pipasavan, ityadi anubhavaccha, prana atmeti vadati. Aparas charvakaha, another charvaka. Prana atma iti vadati. He says prana is the atma. Pranamaya kosha. The five pranas. Pranapana vyanodana samana. They are the atma. For that he quotes the shruti also. Anyontara atma pranamayaha in Taittiriya Upanishad. Ityadi shrutehe. This is the shruti. Pranamaya is the atma. And he gives a logic. Pranabhave indriyadi chalana ayogat. He has to refute the previous charvaka. That is indriyatmavadi. Indriyatmavadi said, without indriya, body cannot move. Now this pranatmavadi says, without my prana, your indriya cannot move. Because if eyes have to function, the prana is required. If prana is not there, eye cannot function. Ears cannot function. So, prana abhave indriyadi chalana ayogat. Without prana, indriya cannot move. Aham ashanayavan, aham pipasavan ityadi anubhavaccha. And anubhava also is there. What? Aham ashanayavan, I have hunger. Hunger is the property of prana, pranadharma. And if I have hunger, I say, that means I have the property which is the property of prana. That means I am the prana. Therefore, prana is atma. Pipasavan, I have thirst. Thirst is again the property of prana. Therefore, I should be prana. Prana atmeti vadati. Like that, one more charvaka. Anyastu charvakaha. Anyontara atma manomayaha. Ityadi shrutehe. Manasi sutte. Pranadir abhavat. Aham sankalpavan. Aham vikalpavan. Ityadyanubhavaccha. Mana atma iti vadati. He is one more level advanced. Anyastu charvaka. Another charvaka. Anyontya. He says, manaha atma. Mind is atma. Manas is atma. We have manas and buddhi. The two faculties of antahkaran we have seen previously. Manas is the sankalpa vikalpatmaka. The doubting faculty. The faculty which considers the pros and cons. Sankalpa and vikalpa. That is manas. So this charvaka says, manas is the atma. For that he quotes Shruti. Anyontara atma manomayaha. And yukti. Manasi sukte pranadehe abhavat. If the mind is slept, mind is in, has slept, that means in the sleep, in the deep sleep, mind is not active, mind is resolved. And once the mind is resolved, even prana cannot function. Prana cannot move. Prana is as though not existing. Pranadehe abhavat. Manasi sutte pranadehe abhavat. Therefore, the prana also requires mind, manas, to function. Prana can function only with the help of mind. That is the logic he gives to say that mind is atma. And he has experience also. Aham sankalpavan, aham vikalpavan. I have the sankalpa vikalpa. I consider the pros and cons. I get doubts. Like that he has anubhava. Therefore, manas is atma. Like that the charvaka. Four charvakas. So this much is the charvaka. Materialist. Now comes another nastika. Again, all these are nastika darshanas. They quote the scripture just to convince others, not for themselves. They are convinced even without Shruti Vakya. Therefore, they are called nastikas. Then there is a Bauddha. In Bauddha, also there are varieties. And in this text, two Bauddhas are given. The first Bauddha is Vijnanavadi Bauddha. Vijnanavadi Bauddha or Yogachara. Yogachara or Vijnanavadi. And after two more items, another Bauddha will come. He is a Shunyavadi. Shunyavadi is also called Madhyamika. like that two Bauddhas are given. So this Bauddha, what he says, Bauddhastu Anyantara Atma Vijnana Mayaha Ityadi Shrutehe Karturabhave Karanasya Shaktya Bhavat Aham Karta Aham Bhokta Ityadi Anubhavacha Buddhihi Atma Iti Vadati. So this Bauddha says, Buddhi is the Atma. Manas is not Atma, Buddhi is the Atma. For that he quotes a Shruti, Anyantara Atma Vijnanamayaha. Vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya is Buddhi. That is the Atma, according to him. So, previously we discussed Manomaya Kosha, or to Manomaya Kosha, this Charvaka came. So, Bauddha, he says, Vijnanamaya Kosha is the Atma. Ityadi Shrutehe. And also, he gives a Yukti. The previous Charvaka said, Manomaya is the Atma, Manas is the Atma. But previously we have seen that Manas is Karana. Manas is also an instrument. This instrument cannot function without an agent, a Karta. And that Karta is Buddhi, Vijnanamaya. Therefore he says, Kartuhu abhave karanasya shaktya bhavat. This karana, manas, cannot function without the karta, the agent, kartuhu abhave. And therefore, that is the yukti. Manas cannot become atma. The buddhi has to be atma. And also he has anubhava. Aham karta, aham bhokta, ityadi anubhavacha. I am the karta, I am the doer. And I am the enjoyer. This experience is there. When I say aham karta, what do I refer to? The kartrutva. The kartrutva is present in the buddhi, in the vijnanamaya kosha. Therefore, this anubhava, with this statements, aham karta, I refer to myself as the vijnanamaya. Therefore, Vijnanamaya Kosha has to be Atma. The Buddhi has to be Atma. Iti Vadati, this Buddha says. Buddha says. And now, there is another philosopher who refutes this Buddha also. All these are very, very evolved philosophies. Very elaborately discussed philosophies. This Bauddha, lot of texts are there, and they are all analyzed. But here they have given very brief. So we need not discuss much about this. But very briefly, this Bauddha is refuted by two more schools of philosophers. And now comes the Astika. So far we discussed all Nastikas. This person is an Astika. One is Prabhakara, another is Sarkika. Prabhakara is a type of Mimamsaka. In Purva Mimamsa itself there are divisions. And one is Prabhakara. Another is Tarkika. Tarkika means Nayayika. So we will read there what they say. Prabhakara Tarkikauto அந்யோந்தர ஆத்மா ஆனந்தமயா இத்யாதி ஸ்ருதேஹே புத்தியாதீனாம் அஜ்ஞானே லய தர்ஷனாத் அஹம் அஜ்ஞஹா அஹம் அஜ்ஞானி இத்யாதி அனுபவாச்ச அஜ்ஞானம் ஆத்மா இதி வததஹ பிராபாகர அண்ட் கார்த்திகா தீஸ் டூ பீப்புள் டூ பிலாசபர்ஸ் தே சே அஜ்ஞான இஸ் தி ஆத்மா. What is the logic? What is the... They have a Shruti Vakya also, first of all. Anyantara Atma Anandamayaha. That is the Shruti Vakya. Anandamaya, according to him, is Ajnana. Anandamaya Kosha. Which is experienced in deep sleep. In deep sleep, even the buddhi is gone. Buddhi is also resolved. What is there? Only ignorance is there and happiness is there. Ananda is there. Therefore, that should be the Atma according to him. புத்தியாதீனாம் அஜ்ஞானே லயதர்ஷனாத் தட் இஸ் த யுக்தி ஹி கிவ்ஸ். ஈவன் த புத்தி இன் ஸ்லீப் ரிசால்வ்ஸ் கெட்டிங் கெட்ஸ் ரிசால்வ்ட் இன் டு த அஜ்ஞானா. நாட் ஓன்லி தட், தேர் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. வாட் இஸ் தி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்? அஹம் அஜ்ஞஹா, ஐ எம் இக்னோரண்ட். அஹம் அஜ்ஞானி, I don't have knowledge. Ityadi anubhavaccha. Like that his anubhavas are there. All of us have experience. I am ignorant. Our knowledge is lesser compared to the ignorance. If you count your ignorances, it will be more than the knowledge you have. If you know 100 people, you don't know millions of people. Then what is the Atma? Knowledge is the Atma or ignorance is the Atma? Ignorance is the Atma. So these two people say, Ajnanam Atma, ignorance is Atma. So this ajnana, there is another mimamsaka, another school of purva mimamsaka. He is called Bhatta. We will see what he says. Bhattastu prajnana khana eva anandamayaha ityadi shrutehe சுஷுப்தௌ பிரகாஷ அப்ரகாஷ சத்பாவாத் மாமஹம் ந ஜானாமி இத்யாதி அனுபவாச்ச அஜ்ஞானோபஹிதம் சைதன்யம் ஆத்மா இதி வததி. So Bhatta, he is another Mimamsaka. One is Prabhakara, another is Bhatta. Like that, mainly there are two types of Mimamsakas. Bhatta says, only Ajnana is not Atma. Ajnana mixed with Chaitanya is Atma. Chaitanya plus Ajnana is Atma. Ajnana upahitam Chaitanyam is Atma. What is the Shruti Vakya? പ്രജ്ഞാനഘന ഏവ ആനന്ദമയ. ദിസ് ആനന്ദമയ ഇസ് പ്രജ്ഞാനഘന. പ്രജ്ഞാനഘന മീൻസ് കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ്. ദെർഫോർ ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് സം കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ് ഓൾസോ ദിസ് അജ്ഞാനം ഇത്യാദി ശ്രുതേഹ് ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദീസ് ശ്രുതിവാക്യാസ് ആൻഡ് ഓൾസോ യുക്തി സുഷുപ്തൗ പ്രകാശ അപ്രകാശ സദ്ഭാവാത്. ഇൻ ദ സുഷുപ്തി വാട്ട് വി എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്? വി എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ഇഗ്നോറൻസ്. ബട്ട് ആഫ്റ്റർ കമ്മിംഗ് ഫ്രം സുഷുപ്തി ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് ടു സേ ഐ എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്ഡ് ഇഗ്നോറൻസ്, there has to be consciousness also. Without consciousness being present in sushupti, you can't say I was ignorant, I experienced ignorance. Therefore chaitanya also is there in sushupti, and jada is also there, ajnana is also there in sushupti. And therefore he concludes that chaitanya പ്ലസ് അജ്ഞാന, അജ്ഞാന ഉപഹിത ചൈതന്യം, അജ്ഞാന സഹിത ചൈതന്യം ഈസ് ആനന്ദ, ഈസ് ആത്മ. ആൻഡ് ഹി ഗീവ്സ് എൻ എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ഓൾസോ, മാമഹം ന ജാനാമി ഇതി അനുഭവാത്. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് നോ മൈസെൽഫ്, ദിസ് ഈസ് ഹിസ് അനുഭവ. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് നോ മൈസെൽഫ്, ദേർ ഇസ് ഇഗ്നോറൻസ്. And when he says, I don't know myself, some consciousness is also there. Without that, he can't say that. He can't refer to himself. Therefore, Chaitanya Sahita Ajnana is Atma, according to Bhatta. Now comes again another type of Bauddha, Shunyavadi Bauddha. അപരോ ബൗദ്ധ അസദേവേദമഗ്ര ആസീത് ഇത്യാദി ശ്രുതേഃ സുഷുപ്തൗ സർവാഭാവാത് അഹം സുഷുപ്തൗ ന ആസം ഇതി ഉത്ഥിതസ്യ സ്വ അഭാവ സ്വഭാവ പരാമർശ വിഷയ അനുഭവാച്ച ശൂന്യം ആത്മാ, ശൂന്യം ആത്മാ ഇതി വദതി അപരോ ബൗദ്ധ. വൺ മോർ ടൈപ്പ് ഓഫ് ബൗദ്ധ. പ്രീവിയസ്ലി വി ഹാവ് സീൻ ദ വിജ്ഞാനവാദി ബൗദ്ധ. നോ ദർ ഇസ് എ ശൂന്യവാദി ബൗദ്ധ, second type of Bauddha. What he says, asade vedamagra asir ityadi shrutehe. He says atma is shunya. Shunya is atma. Shunya means nothing. There is empty. It's empty. That is atma, he says. What is the shruti? അസദേവേദമഗ്ര ആസീത് ഇത്യാദി ശ്രുതേഃ. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ശ്രുതിവാക്യ ഹി കോട്സ്. ആൻഡ് ഹി ഹാസ് എ യുക്തി ഓൾസോ. സുഷുപ്തൗ സർവ അഭാവാത്. ഇൻ സുഷുപ്തി ദർ ഈസ് നത്തിങ്. സർവ അഭാവ ഇസ് ദർ. ദ ഹോൾ ജഗത് വാനിഷസ് ഇൻ സുഷുപ്തി. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ലോജിക് ഹി ഗിവ്സ്. Nothingness is real for him. The world is mithya that he accepts. But what is real? Nothing. Shunya. Aham sushuptau na asam iti utthitasya sva abhava paramarsha vishaya anubhavaccha. He has an experience also. He says, at the time of sushupti, at the time of deep sleep, I was not there. Aham na asam. That is the experience, he quotes. And therefore, shunya is atma. I am shunya. I am shunya means what? I am not there. And who is telling? One who is not there is telling that he is not there. It's a funny philosophy. So, all this understanding of the self are fallacious. The Acharya will show hereafter what is the fallacy in all these philosophies. None of these can be the real nature of the self. Putra cannot be Atma. It is out of question. My Sharira cannot be Atma. Indriya cannot be Atma. Prana cannot be Atma. Manas cannot be Atma. Buddhi cannot be Atma. Ajnana cannot be Atma. And Ajnana plus Chaitanya, that also cannot be Atma. And Shunya also cannot be Atma. The Acharya will show. And then he will show what is the real Atma. What is Atma in truth? That we will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.